This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats continue to work to prepare a subpoena that will be sent to the White House on Friday unless documents about Ukraine are provided before then. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings is telling committee members the drastic step of a subpoena is needed because the White House has ignored multiple requests for information and the whistleblower complaint provided urgent warnings that evidence could be lost. The subpoena will be directed toward Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, requesting 13 batches of documents related to the July conversation between President Trump and the President of Ukraine surrounding dirt on Joe Biden. President Trump tweeted his thoughts using an expletive to show he feels the investigation is bogus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. This is the largest arbitration award the World Trade Organization has ever handed out to a complaining party. As part of the penalty against the EU, the United States will start imposing stiff tariffs on a wide range of European goods imported to the U.S. starting October 18th. During a White House news conference with the president of Finland, whose exports would be affected by the tariffs, President Trump called the WTO decision a big win for the United States, saying the WTO wanted to make sure that he's happy. The WTO's decision is final and cannot be appealed, but the EU issued a statement from Brussels saying that if the U.S. decides to impose WTO-authorized countermeasures, it will be pushing the EU into a situation where they will have no other option than to do the same. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday made a final Brexit offer to the European Union, including his plans for the Irish border, but most other details are still kind of elusive. Matthew LaRotunda with Reuters.
In a public letter to EU leadership, the Prime Minister calls for a regulatory zone to span the entire island, both Northern Ireland and the Republic, which will govern all trade goods. To avoid border checks, he says a declaration system would be introduced for small business traders, along with a trusted traders program to speed up the process. Johnson's border plans, if approved by the EU and British Parliament, would replace the so-called backstop proposals, which played a role in sinking his predecessor, Theresa May's government. Johnson has vowed to bring the UK out of the EU, deal or no deal, by October 31st.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. During a memorial service marking a year since journalist Jamal Khashoggi's murder shocked the world, his fiancé is still asking lots of questions.
Despite the global outcry, Khashoggi's bereaved fiancé still awaits justice, with more questions than answers. The whereabouts of his body, dismembered after he was tortured. And above all, who ordered Khashoggi's killing and why? He was last seen entering the consulate to get papers for his wedding to Cengiz Hatice. A U.S. Senate resolution blamed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. A UN report has called for him to be investigated. Bin Salman said last week he bears ultimate responsibility, but he denies ordering the killing of Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist who had criticized the prince.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leaving the campaign trail until further notice after undergoing surgery for a blocked blood vessel near his heart. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Sanders' campaign says the candidate has had two stents successfully inserted after experiencing discomfort during an event Tuesday. A medical evaluation shows he had a blocked artery. The 78-year-old Sanders is said to be, quote, conversing and in good spirits. He recently canceled some appearances in South Carolina when he lost his voice. Campaign officials said at the time he felt fine. Sanders' campaign manager says the state of his campaign remains strong. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Seven people were killed, several others injured when a World War II vintage B-17 airplane crashed at an airport near Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday. The Flying Fortress experienced some type of problem shortly after takeoff and was trying to return to Bradley International Airport when it crashed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Morgan Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. It's July 4th and it's America's independence, and so the African Beat is going to celebrate. So I don't want you to go anywhere, just stick and stay around, because this music is coming for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing in your cars, at home, on the streets, and a picnic. But as long as you're there, I want you to stay around and listen, because it's going nonstop for the next hour. We play nonstop music from Africa. Get ready for the show.
African Beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Uncle. Enjoy it. that power.
Say I conto.
Angelina, do me a benefit.
David.
Welcome to another party. Welcome to Jimmy B's party. Welcome to another party. No one can deny it. Oh. Jimmy B's got to fight.
Oh,
rhymes with the rhyme. The party's on the rise, make it till the break of dawn. The rain is gone, the pain is gone, what is born? Now bring it on, bring it on. It's all about the party, shake your body, everybody. Summertime's fun, going out to all the parties. Let's have some fun, I put away the gun. Stick up to none, hey yo, the champ is number one.
And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune in to African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
You're getting amigo. La libertad con todo. Porque tu bienestar es lo que importa. Mi amigo.
Cantaré, cantaré. Mi vida es tu vida. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on.
The forgotten, like lost knowledge, more mileage. We bled for blood diamonds. Yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice and offering. Life can get cold like we live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress. Ay. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious. Ay. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantare.
Yeah, yeah.
Cantare.
highly spiritual.
I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
I'm Khadija, you my everything. So make her be your king. Khadija, you my everything. I'm not gonna ever play you right, yo. I'm not gonna ever make you cry, yo. I promise I'll be good to you. I promise I'll be true to you. Cause you my one and only. I'll never ever leave you lonely. You my milk and honey. You my all-time love.
Make a change your life today. beg you, make you stay. Oh, nah, but your guy, they block my way. Wait, your friends say I know fiche. But if I lad no come today, say you go there with me, the rest.
Make a bounce, make a bounce. How can a people not give me a bounce? Make a bounce. Make a bounce, that can I ever put on give, make a bounce, make a bounce, make a bounce, that can I take put on give, make a bounce, make a bounce, make a bounce, that can I put on give, make a bounce. She not making bouncing lazy, she not making bouncing lazy, hey, I'm not making money lazy,
love my boy,
stop that.
She not making bouncing lazy, she not making bouncing lazy, hey, I'm not making money lazy,
Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Yaka go, yaka, yaka na bond.
Yes, it's been wonderful, a trip around Africa on this great day. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful time with me. And so right now, I want to say thank you for joining us today on The African Beat, live from Washington, D.C. Till then, I am David Vandy, bidding you so long.
This is VOA News.